You are listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to this week's episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show. I am so happy to have you with us today. And for our new listeners, welcome, welcome. We are here every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. I know a lot of you listen to us in many different stations, and I appreciate your feedback. So always please make sure you let us know where you're from, what's going on, and how we can help you shift into a new reality. You know, we have our producer, Kat, and we have a new producer, Zach, so I'm going to welcome them both as we've been changing. As you know, we had some technical difficulties as things are moving over. So as always, you got to just bear with us because things are always changing. We're growing, expanding into this beautiful new energy of 2020. I'm so excited. You have to be too. I know it might feel right now that things are ending. And today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about relationship endings, divorces, what comes up, why you get all angry and mad, and what's really happening in the body when a relationship ends. It is also a call-in show, so you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to shift some energy for you around the relationships, change some perceptions. You know, I was listening to the top of the intro there about science, spirituality, and ministry, and people ask me, like, Tracy, why do you talk about both of them after studying all areas? And the reason is because throughout all of our time here, they've always been divided. They've been in separate camps. And basically what you're seeing now is the dissolving of these boxes, the dissolving of this separation. And the reason to actually look and understand all of them is because we have to dissolve the barriers around them. And that's where we're moving to now. And having to see a new perception and a new way of being as we walk into 2020. And this is what's so important when it comes to, especially with relationships, because a lot of times we create division in our personal relationships just based on our growth. And that's what people don't understand is when you come together with somebody, especially friends or on a romantic relationship, and they break off or they end, or you're no longer talking to each other, you're not seeing each other. When you come together, there's usually a learning and an experience as to why you've come together. You might feel stronger, right? When you connect with somebody romantically, you're very strongly connected. You're like, I want to get to know them more. There's something about them that really intrigues me. Because in this Earth School space, you actually spend a very limited amount of time with the right person that you're to spend time with, in terms of you don't have 25 million choices. Like friends, you can come, they can go, some will stay a long time, some will go for a short time. But when it comes to romantic relationships, you may have one or two in this lifetime, you may have, you know, 25 if they're just one day, one night, whatever it is. However, the longer term relationship, the one that you spend more time in, those are the ones that you've come together like your family, right? Where you're born into and you're learning and you're getting all this information. The long-term relationships are the ones that you've come to learn some of your biggest lessons. Whether you choose to stay or not is not a place of punishment. But what happens for a lot of people is when you come together in a romantic relationship, you come together for the learnings. And a lot of times you'll get into these relationships and stay, even though you know you shouldn't stay. I know personally when I got into my first marriage, my one and only marriage, even though I've been out for a long time, I had called the wedding off a lot. I knew something wasn't right. I knew things weren't you know, jiving, and I shouldn't be in this space. But with the pressure and the insecurities and the wedding's been said and all these obligations, I went through with it, even though I kept saying, I mean, I was young, I was asking for help, and I knew something wasn't right. But it was the fears of the disappointment with everybody else that allowed me to go through with that relationship. And then all the lessons and the learning. So am I grateful for it now? Absolutely. It was my biggest learning and my biggest teachings, but the hardship and the pain. So what happens is the longer you're with somebody, you merge. So even though you're your separate people, you merge into this one unit. So the imprinting. So you know how you hear about ducks imprinting? Yeah. Well, you start to imprint on each other. So your systems become very entwined. And even though you're still your individual person, a lot of the systems get confused. They get mixed up. You become intertwined. And then when you really sort of step back and say, I need to grow. This isn't working for me anymore. No one's listening. No one's communicating. And even if you've had the skills or you're working to it, sometimes there's just these endings. But why, when a relationship ends, does it become so painful and so much suffering? And this is the point I really want to start to change for you guys and shift. And then we're going to get to Sandra from Toronto on the line, is to really understand that this, when a relationship ends, so, and especially if it goes into, you know, hard legal battles or these spaces where you're arguing and fighting, the bottom line is, no matter who ended the relationship, the person, the other person that wants to fight, because there's that old saying, if I love you, I'll really let you go. But how many people do that? They fight and they scream and they yell. And it's basically that one person didn't get the outcome that they were searching for. So because they, one, don't get the outcome they're searching for, guess what happens? You start fighting, you start arguing, you get jealous, you get insecure, you go into competition mode if they bring someone else in their life. And that is what it is. The one person doesn't, if they're fighting, it's because they are not getting the outcome they thought they were going to get when they originally hooked up with you. The second thing that happens that starts to dissolve out of the body that people don't talk about is all of these imprints now that you have carried together, and they all start to sink in within like 3 months, 6 months, they start to sink in. So all of these imprints that start to show up are now dissolving out of the body. So when you made a choice to leave that relationship, right, and to let go, now all of the conversations you've had, so when we're old, we're going to do this, or in 2 years, we're going to go on a trip, or, you know, we're going to have this kind of money and we're going to move here. Think of all the discussions you've had with that person, that significant other. So when the bodies separate, there's energy in the body where it's still looking for those energies. It's like, well, wait a minute. We said at Christmas of 2019, we were going to be in Mexico together, for example, and now we're not. So there's energies that stick in the body. So they're imprinting their words, their discussions, there's hopes, there's dreams, there's all these visions that you've had as a couple. And then they start to deteriorate, they start to dissolve, they start to liquefy and get out of the body, which can create uneasiness, frustration, fight energy. It can be an imbalance within self. You can feel a lot of people say, well, you get so depressed after you get out of a relationship because these energies are wanting to leave. It's like having to start a whole new foundation. So all of these words, all of these thoughts, all of these agreements that you made with this person are now basically gone. And the body is searching for a new way of being on your own, a new way of being with that gone. So the accumulation of energy starts to separate out of the body. A lot of times, you may have heard this or not, but psychologists a lot of times will say it takes 3 years naturally, 3 years naturally to actually get over a relationship. And that's if you're just sort of going through the motions every day. Maybe you're talking about it a lot. You're trying to get it out. You're angry at the person. You're going through the peaks and the valleys. That's that natural time frame. But if you start to, you know, do the energy work behind it and see what is it that's making me upset? How can I let that go? What did I learn? How can I take this biggest blessing from this relationship that's ended? That's where you actually can start to speed up releasing that person. A lot of people say they want it instantly. They want it like tomorrow, but the body doesn't work that way. If it's tomorrow, you've usually shut down the emotions. You've shut down the issues that are coming up. So what you want to do is actually expand and say, all right, how is this making me feel? Or why is this making me feel this way? And where's the frustration? So a lot of times what will happen is there's a lot of attack energy. You did, rather than just looking at the fact that the relationship has come to an end. And that's why there's so much fighting. And then other people get involved. Think about it. When a relationship ends, how many other people get involved? Like you need to take them, you know, to court, or you need to go fight for your right, or you need to do this, or you need to do that. And what will happen is that energy also starts to sit in your field. And then you start to take on everybody else's anger about if they haven't cleaned up their relationship or they haven't cleaned up their issues. And that's where that anger can start to come in. And this is where it's really, really important, because it also happens with friends. It will happen with friends a lot, where they will say things or maybe agreements are broken. So a lot of times it's agreements that you've made, it's information that you've made that got broken. And within those agreements, it leaves the body feeling in pain, or the body not being heard or not being seen. And when you're actually able to look at that relationship and say, wow, like, I know the ending of my relationship gave me great, you know, voice and strength. And it really allowed me to step up into who I am. I couldn't do today had I not gone through that. So in the end, was it a blessing? Absolutely. Could I have taken another path if I had more confidence and more strength at the time? Sure. The other blessing, I always say, I got my two children. And even though there were new learnings that came out of it, and it was heavy and it was toxic, there were beautiful learnings. And as I move forward and you start to see, they were like totally different people. My children say that all the time. If their dad 15 years later might say, you know, it's too bad, your mother and I should never have gotten divorced. But my kids will say, you know, you have this beautiful life. She has this beautiful life. And so I've moved through. And sometimes people can stay stuck. Even though their lives move on, they can stay very, very stuck. But you don't have to have that energy around you anymore, because you start to grow. And if you're growing, you're truthfully growing as a person, and that person isn't growing with you, you will not be able to sustain a long relationship, or you'll be getting very, you know, angry. Just like if you look at old people who sometimes are in these relationships and they hate each other and they're yelling at each other and they're screaming at each other, they shouldn't be in a relationship. But all these belief patterns that you stay in a relationship because that's what you do, or you're going to be punished. There's no punishment getting out of a relationship. It doesn't work for you. That was man-made garbage. It really was. And when you start to see the energy behind it, it's just imprinting, it's growing, it's shifting. And that's what I really love and want you all to understand. It's imprints, imprints leaving. And if you're stuck on somebody, ask yourself, what is it? If you're so angry, what is it in you that's upset that you didn't get the outcome you were looking for? Because that's the root. That's the root. And if you don't get rid of that root, that's what ends up making you sick. That's what ends up making you not feel so good. So we want to start to clean that off. Okay, we're going to go, Zach, we have Sandra on the line. Is that correct? From Toronto?
Yes, Sandra from Toronto.
Okay. Hi, Sandra. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, there we are. I almost couldn't hear you there.
Oh, I'm listening to another.
All good. Yes. What would you like to clear or ask today?
I have a whole list.
Good.
Just I've been feeling I've been feeling really good and stuff, but just lately, I don't know, I guess this weekend and everything, it's just all coming up, I guess, but I'm feeling really down and upset on and off with the crying, and I guess, within the relationship, you know, I'm trying to move forward, but he's not allowing me to. So
yeah,
it's causing financial havoc and on my finances. And it's just like, okay, when is this financial miracle coming? You know, but you know, you just try to move forward and act like everything is cool. But
so let's shift it. So first, the full moon wasn't kind to a lot of people. A lot of people right now are feeling they're feeling, because what it's doing is it's actually ripping off other layers that we do not need to take to the end of the year. It's getting a little bit more intense. So weepiness is very normal around these cycles right now, and they can be more intense. You can see that there's a lot of energy of just grieving of what was. It's actually leaving your system, which is very connected to the relationship and feeling like he's holding that control over you. So that's actually a good thing. This is actually a good thing of letting it go. Okay. People get upset if they're like, why do I feel like I'm crying, or I feel really frustrated or irritated? I always say check the moon cycles, because we're really connected energetically to everything, right? So first we'll remove that. But I like this because it was removing another layer of information you no longer require. There's also sort of a patterning that's leaving your system right now, which I also really like, around, you know, the holiday time and just sort of what that looks like and what that represents to you. So what it used to represent and what it's going to represent in like the next go around, the future here, which means all of you can see 2020, meaning more fun, more interactive, more being seen, received. So you kind of have another layer coming off around what holidays meant for you. So just going through, and even though I said people, holidays can be every day if it's a holiday, right? But the body is just recalibrating information. So it's moving information. Now, the big one that we want to start to remove is exactly what I was just talking about. He didn't get the outcome he wanted, so he's punishing you through the finances. We see this all the time. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what we want to start to remove first is the accumulation where you said, I'm stuck because of what he's doing. Did you hear yourself say that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to start to remove first, and that goes right into the heart. There's a lot of heart pain there that actually I'm going to start to remove and open up, and where the body is starting to feel like it's stuck based on somebody else's actions. And we're going to we have to remove that, because while we're saying, see, like I'm stuck because he's doing this, or I can't move forward because he's holding my money ransom, which we see a lot, is that actually gives them more power energetically. If that makes sense. So it kind of moves over where it then it creates a deadlock. So this is where it's like, I'm going to start to remove the accumulation of where somebody, not just him, in all of your timelines has held you basically hostage or against your will based on something they knew you required.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Please.
When I say that, where do you feel that in your body?
Well, my lower back, like I've been having such lower back pain, and and I feel so much better already.
Yeah, because finance is always hit in the back. They will always go into the back, and where you feel used or abused, especially around money or taken advantage of, everybody, and this is why a lot of people with friends or family or relationships, lots of back pain will come up because the back has to be nice and strong, right? That's your support center. So what they're doing is they're using the energy of the money to really tackle and hit your support center. So let's start to remove that out. And he doesn't have any power over you that way.
Thank you.
I'm going to start to correct this for you. And you to him, him to you. Just think about him for a minute. You don't have to bring his first name up there. Oh, then you get a lot of pain down the back, left side of your neck. So let's actually, he's a pain in the neck and a pain in the back, huh?
Oh God, pain everywhere.
He's a pain. Okay,
Once I leave fully, I have a feeling my whole body is just going to change. Once I get out 100%. Of this nightmare,
Once we get out of this situation, so let's cancel that word out. Thank you, God. And let's actually
shift
the body for you, Tim. Well, it's important, right? Because people forget our words are so important, what we say and what we speak of that. So if it's a nightmare, I'm stuck, that energy really locks in. So let's release you out of this accumulation of being stuck where it's been dragging you down a little bit more, so we can actually override that, speak in the strength to the situation. So we have to align the body to what you're going through and for him to actually set you free. So there's the all these agreements he's still locked up on, so he's not able to set you free until he feels he's got his validation however he requires that. So if you're okay, we're going to remove that out of your system.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's this, I'm going to just also remove an agreement of I know it sounds funny, but you are his for life no matter what the situation looks like. That's a weird. Okay, let's get rid of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's agreements made. His
exact words were, I own you.
Okay, so that's it. Because when it says like that, you're his for life, no matter what the agreements, and that's it. Like, I own you. That is what that is, right? So same energy. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that makes my heart. Ugh. Okay. That doesn't feel so good. No one owns anybody. Yeah. You're not a possession. Yeah. Thank you, God. So let's remove everywhere the accumulation. People listening, you can say universe or divine. Doesn't really matter. We're just going to the energy of love. Okay. Let's correct that. I'm going to make an adjustment. So you to him, him to you. No one owns you, and there's part of you that's actually bought into that energy that he does own you based on the way that he's holding the finances. So you see the three things ping-ponging? So he owns you, then you're in the middle based on the finances. So it's actually working like a triangle, and it's going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So it's recycling Okay. You okay if we let go of this?
Sense. Yes, yeah. Please.
Okay, where do you feel that in the body when I talk about that he has you for life? Where do you feel that now in your body?
Like the pain, you mean? Or no, like it's the pain
that energy.
So much better. Yeah,
yeah, good.
It was like in the neck and in the back. Like, it's, yeah.
So let's disconnect you from there. So if he says words like that, and, you know, if there's ever or a thought that comes up, it's like, oh, okay, thank you, God, I reject that. I'm not taking that in body, you know, just declare that. It's amazing how you start to declare it. And you know what? No one owns me. Like, you got to get strong on that. Like, no one owns me. So let's remove this. Amazing how people think, but they, you know where that ownership comes from, and we can get rid of this out of your timeline. It does come from a lot of belief systems around different cultures, different countries, and past experiences around where people owned people as slaves, right? Or they own people as possessions. And women, unfortunately, in a lot of countries are still owned. They are still owned as possessions and tools. So there is a lot of energy behind that I'm just going to pull out of your field and memories.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm going to cut some vows and agreements at you guys. So it's just the agreement. So now you can very clearly see he didn't get the agreement when you got married. So he didn't get the outcome to what he thought he was agreeing to. So his agreement was, if you marry me, I now own you for life, right? So now you leave because you wake up and you're like, I don't want to be in this pain and I don't want to be treated like this. And now he didn't get his outcome. You see that?
Yep.
So this is what we're shifting. He didn't get the outcome. So that's why now the only last way to go through would be through the finances.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So let's break this cycle. You to him, him to you. Get final resolutions. Already done. So I'm just going to increase the system for going through the process, court dates, settlements, and being free. Yeah, there's a big part. It's like what it's also on the back. So it's going to sound a little funny, but if you put like an octopus on your back with a big, like it's suctioned in. So I'm going to unlock. So it's energy that gets stuck into the body that will make your back also feel like pain because it's like a suction with a cord tethered to him. So I've tried to give you a visual. You can see it, but I'm going to unhook where he's suctioned onto you, basically emotionally.
Okay.
So it comes through the emotional camp. So I'm going to
strengthen
you.
Thank you.
Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, psychological, and psychic. So let's just get in all the levels and layers. And I'm just going to collapse a few more time frames so we can speed up the process for you. Yeah, there is part you can see in his energy. He wasn't even looking at this before. It's kind of like a nuisance. Like, okay, I'll deal with it, but not deal with it. So I'm going to ask to turn his face so he can see you and actually end this off because we'd like to get it done, especially before the end of the year. You don't want this dragging.
No, please. No.
You're done.
In a year. I can't do it anymore. Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, you're ready. You're ready to just go and venture into your own space. So I will show what it's showing, and I want to tell you it's really cool, is the more you actually are really playing in your own space, that actually signals to his body quicker that we need to get this done faster. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
How do you feel?
So much lighter. Thank you.
Yeah.
Back
good
pain,
job.
The back pain's gone. Just a lot more calmer and very good. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you.
Well done. Well, thank you for calling in because you just help all the other people that are listening, right?
Yes. I'm glad. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a great day, Sandra. Lots of love.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back with some more relationship issues and let's clear them out. All right, we'll see you right after the break.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
You know what? Before the break, we were talking about relationships and how you can shift and change and really get into the new space. Sandra had some really great questions and things that came up about ownership, and this can happen a lot. So if you have some questions, call in 1-800-930-2819. I want to just take a minute, though, and talk about our effortless realm, because a lot of people say, Tracy, it's hard to get an appointment with you. You're very busy. And it is. It's very hard. I don't do a lot of one-on-ones anymore. I do a lot of group work and coaching, as you see here. But we created the effortless realm to give you clearings and activations every week, plus bonus stuff and group coaching calls, so you can continue to do your work. It's $1 a day. And if you're a Transformation Talk listener, you actually be able to enjoy that for it's $29.97. But it's because now about community and coming into this new way of being, it's really, really important. And it's important to really stay connected, especially during the changes and the shifts, and especially really reaching into what is your connection? What does that look like for you? What are those shifts that are happening to you right now? And how can you keep moving through to make sure that you are supported every step of the way? So that's why we created that membership space, to make sure that you are connected each and every day. We have really cool testimonials of people that even one lady, I did an evening event, and she started off in the area of this, the effortless realm. And she actually came to an event and I didn't even recognize her. She had changed so much just coming into her own, the beautiful space that she's become. And what she says, the clearings and being able to be involved and understanding that she's not alone and that things are changing and shifting, and to really give you all of the extra spaces on top of there. If you need an activation, there's extra activations on there or shifts, whether it's your money, your health, your romance, finances, whatever it might be. So check it out, tracylclark.com. But definitely if you're a Transformation Talk listener, that promo is for you guys. So you'll find it on the talk radio page there where you're going to be able to enjoy those shifts. I think all my cats, for people that are watching, you're going to see them. They've decided to come up and join us as always. For people who know, they're always giving us the love and making sure that you're in that right place and environment of shifting and becoming the best version of you, because that's what it is now. And people don't, they throw that word out there a lot. But know that as you're going through change, you're going to have challenges. You're going to hit those valleys. And that's why we created this space, because you really need to be able to stay strong and connected when you're going through a valley. That's the big time. But then when you're in this place, like I get to now, I know those valleys well. I've been there with you. But when you come into these new spaces and you're ready for the new, then you want to be able to keep creating and being supported. So that's what that's about. And it's a lot of fun. And I want to thank that Hannah God, just blessing each and every one of you, or Universe Divine, whatever you want to say, of really pushing you in to expanding more of who you are. All right, Zach, I think you said we have Jen on the line from Toronto.
Yes, Jen from Toronto, you are on.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Tracy.
There you are. We can hear you. All good.
Okay. How are you today?
Fabulous. Fabulous. Now better that we have you on the line, as always.
Okay, good.
I'm going to give you a shout out. I always love this for listeners. Jen is one of the most bravest souls on the planet in many ways. And I'm so watching you transform, you're a true testament of what spirit does in life when you stay connected, even when it feels a little bit crappy. So well done.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you.
What do you want to shift today?
Well, you've helped me with cutting off, you knew it took years of even cutting off from my last relationship there, and there's still remnants of it. I'm still having dreams. Even two nights. I dreamt that my best friend wanted us to plan a birthday party for him, and I got out of the dream and I'm saying, hell no. So there's still remnants there. And
I was going to say, keep in mind, the reason the remnants are still there is because you share a child. So people that actually listening, when you share children with somebody, it can sometimes, the process, like I've had dreams even releasing things around my former husband, and we haven't been together for 15 years. Does it bother me? Not at all. It's just, it's a level that starts to clean out and to let go. But your dream also with the party is a celebrate. You can see very clearly in the energetic field, it was a disconnection and a celebration of really where you are and a reflection of how you're letting him go. So that's that party. So it's not always negative. A lot of times in our dreams, we can get, you know, really confused and say, oh my gosh, you know, I actually want to share this about relationship, and you'll get it because it's going to actually affect your body very quickly. So spirit's saying to say this. We had a lady in the weekend event workshop that had a lot of lumps in her breasts. And she, after the event took place, she kept having these dreams about one of her ex-partners and releasing and letting go and releasing and letting go, similar to what you were doing in the lower part of your body. And she said, miraculously, a week after having those dreams, all the lumps in her breasts are gone.
And as you say that, I feel something in my stomach area there. Honestly.
Yes. Yes. So this is where we want to release the more of the system. So what's happening as you're getting stronger and you're letting all this energy go from that relationship, because you still have to have interaction, right? Because you still have a child that goes back and forth. And so when you have interaction with those relationships, they can find a way to try to seep in, right? The more that you're getting stronger, the more you're leaving, you're distancing yourself. And for you, you're almost at the point where you're like, pretty much 95% there, which is awesome. Where it's like, okay, I get I got to deal with you on these levels, but eventually very soon over the next 4 or 5 years, I don't really have to deal with you too much at all. So this is, oh, I can feel that under your right rib cage. So let's release this from you.
Yeah.
Let's breathe this out of the system.
Thanks. And another thing I want you to kind of prep me for, I forgot to ask you before, it's like the trauma of the court system. I have to actually go back to court with him next year. So based on what I've been through in the past month or so, I don't know if there's anything you could do to prep it so that there's, it just goes smooth, because I really don't want to go through that trauma. And you know what I mean.
Yeah, we'll remove the accumulation. So what we have to do is actually remove what's left sitting in the brain, where the brain will go and reference back, right, that experience you've had. So we have to remove the experience, and I'm going to increase for a change of perception for a new experience, because you've changed. Doesn't matter what he's done, but you've changed, right? You're changing, you're letting go of the attachment, so we can actually revisit it and actually strengthen the field and align it to be more in alignment. Thank you, God. For what's best for your little one versus what's best for him, because that's how he's going to come in, is what's best for me. You're looking at what's best for you to advocate for your child. So let me just start to adjust this, but we will remove the trauma. That's actually coming out of your stomach. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what's coming out of your stomach. Yeah, let's actually remove all of that accumulation of energy that's stored in the body. And again, him not getting his outcome originally of what he felt this relationship was going to be. So now that's why he's created lots of blocks and resistance. So we always have our biggest karmic learning lessons, right, when we have children with somebody. We can break that up. Yeah. And there's also what people don't understand energetically is when a child goes, so when he goes to his father's and then comes back to you, there's that place of having to kind of, you know, recondition him back into the new environment, right? So that energy is starting to leave as well, where the conditioning will become less, because it's basically, you'll be able to very quickly separate your son from what his dad's energy is, and your son will be able to do that as well. So this will actually start to be much better. Yeah. Okay. How does your stomach feel now? Yeah. How does that feel now?
A little bit better. Yes. A little bit better.
Let's speed it up, because the way your body is healing and repairing. So let's speed that up. And I am actually going to do just a little bit of adjustment, just basically in the lower half of the body, just so we can actually speed up the repair and the restoration, as the emotions of being attacked and the emotions of, that's what's really coming out of the bodies everywhere you've been attacked by him and other men. So that's a deeper level that's actually leaving your system right now. So let's pull that out. And then we're going to override it in part, that actually there are men out there that can make you feel safe and to be safe with. So I have to override that with that love energy, because your body's scanning, thinking, is there really anyone? So if you're okay, we can open that up for you.
Sure. For sure. Sure.
So cute. How does that feel now in your body?
I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better.
Yeah. So what I do when I have dreams like that, that come through, I literally wake up and I'm like, yeah, thank you, God. That means another level is gone. Don't get, because like I said, some people get grossed out. They're like, oh my gosh, I was having, you know, intimate relationships with my ex. Oh, I'm like, it's letting go of the imprinting. That's all it is. They're not coming back. Don't worry. Don't judge it. So this is actually really, really good, because some of the things that you had recently transpire in your life were holding those emotions, and now they're removed out of the body. So now they're actually just cleaning up. It's like after a party and you get to clean up. Feel better?
I feel a lot better.
Oh, thank you. All right. Have an incredible day. So much love to you and your whole family.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Zach, we have Vanita on the line?
We do. Vanita, you are on.
Hi, Vanita. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Like, Jennifer, are you there? What's your question today? What do you want to shift? What do you want to move?
So, you know, I really want to get rid of some of this pain that I have in my body. And I keep asking myself what emotions are attached to it. And I don't get an answer. So I was thinking maybe you'll help me with that.
Yes, you have pain. And it actually spreads throughout most of the system. Oh, hang on a sec. I got to move. I've got Cloud wanting to rip my headset out of the computer thinking that he's going to play. All right. So if you lose me for a second, you will know why. Off you go. So let's look into your body. So actually the pain in your body, a lot of it is not only pain, it looks like more other people's pain. So you've got a How do I say it? So you have 30% of issues that are your own energetically, and then 70% show pain that you take on from other people. So have you ever said that nice saying of something along the line that I'd rather take on that pain than have them take it on? Like I'd rather take that pain off them?
I don't think I've said that, Tracy, because I've always, like from the longest time that I can remember that I've been in pain, and I really, really, really want to let it go. That's why at the weekend event, I was like, I'm ready to let it go because, you know, I don't want it. I'm tired.
So this is interesting because you, like I said, you don't remember a body without pain.
Yes, yes.
So that's that agreement, right? That's the agreement when you have a body without pain. When I ask if you've actually said, I will take on other people's pain so they don't have to have it. So you've been doing this your whole life. Subconsciously, naturally. So, okay. So let's start to remove the inflammation and infestation into the body, and we'll start to dissolve it because that's what creates the inflammation in the body. So then over time, when the body is so used to being in pain, your pain, other people's pain, carrying that through, then you'll get that inflammation in the body, and then it'll stay like almost red all the time. And then you get up and you're achy and you're sore and the system isn't moving properly. So let's actually restructure the right brain to the left side of the body and the left brain to the right side of the body. And we're going to actually start to move some of the energy out of the throat on the left side. And now I say to you, What is the best thing about having this pain? What's the first thing that comes up for you?
The best thing. Nothing really comes up. I don't want it.
I know everybody says I don't want it. Well, if you didn't want it, there wasn't a good reason to have it, right? So then we tend to hold on to those. So what I want to start to remove is reverse the perception. The body wasn't in pain. And you didn't have this pain anymore. And we start to remove the energy out of where you picked it up and you started to carry it for other people. Can you see how quickly your life would change? You see that if your body didn't have pain. So there's a little bit of that fear as well because you've had it for so long, right? Body knows how to function within it. So as you know, the brain and the mind keeps you safe. So it's the relationship with yourself. So we got to start to break up the relationship with you to the pain to you. Increase the energy in the body to being strong to allow that pain to just to start to dissipate, because then life would really change. Life would actually become more joyous and more harmonious. And there's a bit of a fear, although the brain says I'm ready for that, the body isn't picking that up. So what we have to do is actually increase the energy in the body so we can let go of the pain body, because the pain body has become your friend because it's all you've known for so long. So let's start to remove that if you're okay with that.
Thank you. Yes, please.
Yeah, let's let this out of the body. So if you're okay with not holding on to the pain, and actually we can move you into a new direction where you'll be able to have a better relationship with self and actually have more fun, more vitality of life. Okay, let's bring this all the way through here for you. Because that's where it sticks. It's literally saying, who am I without this? And what would my life look like if I didn't have this? And that's that space where it's like, oh, it would be freedom. It would be fun. Oh, they want to play. Sorry, guys. If they'd be freedom and they'd be fun. So how does that feel in your body now? How does that feel?
I feel lighter. I feel a bit lighter. Yeah.
Okay. It's feeling lighter. It's lifting. So you're okay if we break up the agreements you made with yourself around having pain, being in pain, needing to live in pain?
Absolutely.
Everywhere it relates to other people. Yeah. If you look at your actually whole environment of growing up and all your surroundings, so that's where we have to come into this agreement of letting go and being in a space where I'm going to align you of being different from everybody else. If they choose pain and want to live in that, that's okay. But we're going to move you to choose something different. Are you okay with that?
Thank you. Yes.
Because you've been moving in that direction. You notice how you've been changing? You're moving into the direction of wanting more joy, more harmony, more peace, more love, more vitality, all of that life force energy. But it also meant having to just sort of let a lot of old thoughts and patterns go with people that wouldn't want to move in that direction with you. So I'm going to adjust that if you're okay with that.
Absolutely. Please do. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to actually open up also to your lymphatic system and the lymph nodes, the lymph ducts, the lymph channels to flush. And it's also showing to increase your water. So if you're drinking a lot of water now, the body's not absorbing it all. What I would do is drink your water in shot glass sizes. So I have a lot of people that work in the trades that they guzzle water and I'm like, no, and they're always dehydrated. But what I tell them is to go to shot glass sizes of water. It'll hydrate the system, which will flush out the energy and flush out the toxins out of the body as well. And they all tell me that they actually stay hydrated longer. So I want you to adjust how you're putting the water into the system because we're breaking up with yourself. That's what we're doing.
Okay. We're
breaking up with pain in your own body. How does that feel?
Okay. Oh, I feel lighter. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? That's what's leaving. So we're going to take, so when you're actually connecting to your heart space or you're rubbing your heart, it's, that's that energy you want to focus on of, you know, thank you, God, I'm letting go of the pain within me, my pain body, because they do become our friends and they do become just naturally, it's just a habit. They're just there. They just, it's a natural space. Oh, today we get up, they'll be in pain. So when we start to remove that out, and you start to have that awareness, the heart drive will start to drop off that energy. And all of a sudden, your body will start to catch up. So we'll also speed up your body to be really, really increase of letting go of the pain, letting go of the suffering that it had. So the body's lymphatic system and that toxins, as they start to release, the body can very quickly get back on track. So usually when toxins start to come out of the body, you can smell a little bit too. So don't worry about it. It happens. Just let it go. And yeah. Okay. And then the other thing it just shows for you for some reason after today and shifting this to do a lot of stretching. So I would, you might even feel like you need to stretch, but if you can do a lot of stretching, it'll start to loosen up the body so those toxins can leave. How does that feel?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, it feels much lighter. Thank you. Thank you.
Good. All right. Well, put some strength in your body. I'm so happy that you called and let us know how you're feeling. You know, this is what it's about when it comes with relationships with self and others. It's hard. We got to pick up with ourselves sometimes as well. So we don't have that pain and the suffering or habits that we've had for so long. And that's why when it comes to even relationships with ourselves or relationships with others, having the endings, letting things go that no longer serve us, opening us into a new space. And that can be difficult. It can be hard for all of us when we're moving through because now you have to create a new habit, a new way of being. So if you're breaking up with yourself, that's a tough one because you're looking and saying, I can no longer do these same things over and over again. And if you're breaking up with an actual person, well, that's a new way of functioning. Think about that. However long you're with somebody, the body now has to get into a new rhythm, a new routine about how it's going to function without that person there. So even if it's dysfunctional, right, you still got to function now on your own. So when it's in a dysfunctional relationship with yourself or others, the body has to readjust. It has to recalibrate. And that can go instantly and that can take some time. So I just want to thank that, Hannah God, if you're doing that to increase the energetic frequency for you to see that, to change the perception so you can move through it with a lot more ease and grace. It's really important. And one of the things to remember is that your soul is programmed to make decisions that empower you. And I was doing a lecture on this last week, and it's very true. It's there to empower you. But look at all the decisions and the choices that you may be making that are disempowering you, that are not lifting you up into that right direction. That's why we created the TLC, you know, community this Thanksgiving up in Canada. Lots of people were like, we're so grateful for this TLC family because people are helping each other. They're supporting each other. They're contributing to each other. And that is a new way. That is community is about. It's making sure that everyone is feeling uplifted, even when it's on that crazy, crazy journey of feeling like you're spiraling. But remember, are you making choices that are disempowering you, even within relationships? And if you're sitting there saying, I'm so angry at this person, so I'm going to punish them, you know, that's an energy you really want to start to get out of and start to end that and say, why do I want to punish them? What is it about me that I didn't get that final resolution the way I wanted it? So to remember that there's so many variations of resolutions in life that we go through, especially with relationships, but those intimate relationships, the most intimate relationship you'll have is with yourself and your connection to spirit. And that one should always be number one, however it looks for you. But the relationships that you have with other people, those are your second level. So your family are teaching you boundaries, strength to speak up. Your partners, your romantic partners are teaching you more about love, love of yourself, love of them. How can you love yourself even more and show up in the fullness of who you are? And if you can't show up in all of the beauty that you are in a relationship, you know, there's some issues. The other thing people never say to each other, even if you're breaking up, is what do you require? What do you require? And if you can say that, what you require to somebody, and you can help people and you can move forward, watch how much will change in your way of being and with you, how things will flow better in your finances and your health, everything. So I just want to really have you guys just tune in and what is that awareness around the relationship and how can you make it better if you're in one? But when the endings, how can you be in such gratitude that it's over and the gifts that it gave you? The gifts that it gave you, if you can focus on the gifts that it gave you, watch how much will change in your world. That's that energy you want to pull in. That's that heart space. It's so beautiful in every area. So I just want everyone to know two things before I know we're getting to the top of the hour. We have our Body Regen Wealth class this evening, or it starts tomorrow. You can check it out at tracyelclark.com. It's 4 weeks, 2 hours each night. So, you know, people are saying to me, Tracy, like, I need this class. Well, if that's a class you're ready to shift the energy, the worthiness, you want to step into something new, a new paradigm, that's the class you want to be in. You will have tools, things that you can use, things you can shift. They will also work in your relationships. They will work in everything that you're doing, but it's under Body Regen. It's all around, and it's around wealth, and you actually have a membership. So you can watch them over and over again and keep up with the shifts. You can ask questions. It's a great place to go if you'd like to step up your creation or you want to get rid of some old habits. We're always creating. We always have old habits. I know I did. I'm getting ready to launch the retreat, and I realized because it's high end, I had some things I had to clean out around that as well. So we're always looking at ourselves. We're always growing. We're humans. That's what happens. And again, check out the Transformation Talk Radio special we have for you, $29.97, to coach you, to shift you, to lift you, to help you keep moving and changing. Because I know what it's like to be left alone. I know what it's like to do your journey on your own. And I know it can be a big, confusing world out there. And where do I go? And what do I choose? And what do I do? And, you know, it's that space. That's why we're here every week, to help you shift. And when you hear somebody else shift on the show, you're getting the shift too. So you make sure that you hold the intention of what is it that you want to shift? What is it that you want to change in your life? And declare it. So I think you got to declare that is my birthright to have this in my life, and I'm going to receive it. I'm going to accept it on every level and every layer, every level and every layer. So have a great week, everybody. And remember, it's just the outcome that they didn't get. And that is why they're pushing back. But if you can look at the joy and the glory that you got out of that relationship, then you can see why they came into your life. And you can see the energy leave. And that energy will allow you to create more, you to stay in humility, compassion, and understanding with your voice and your boundaries. So have a great week, everyone. Stay connected, stay dedicated, stay committed, and watch how your life will continue to shift. We'll see you next week right here on Transformation Talk Radio, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Have a great week, guys. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio.
where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.